You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Maya Milanovic Workman. Maya, thanks so much for being with me today.
You're very welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. So, Maya, tell me what you're working on now. What's happening in your sphere of work?
So I'm working on two parallel things right now. I'm working on a play. It's called Ophelia Continues. And I have written this, I've been writing this play for quite many years, but now it's actually coming to fruition. It's becoming something we're going to be reading on November 3rd. And next year it will be produced also, probably second part of the year, downtown in New York. It's a play about four characters that intertwine between 21st century and 17th century when Hamlet was living, or Shakespeare was creating Hamlet. And what I have created is a story today of Samantha, who figures through her life that she actually is connected with Ophelia. Samantha's mother, after her father dies, marries her uncle, which is the same as in Hamlet's story where Gertrude marries Hamlet's uncle. And, you know, to make the story short, the set of the events, we learn that Ophelia's or Samantha's father was actually killed by his brother, same as in Hamlet. So I have created this incredible little story where I give Samantha a voice. She doesn't die like she dies in Hamlet. She stays alive. She's a poet. And through poetry, she's able to touch upon her past when she was alive in the 17th century. So that's one thing I'm working on right now. Second thing is, I teach young people creativity and critical thinking, and we have moved locations from one part of Montclair, New Jersey, where I teach, to another part, and we are starting a new semester next year in completely new circumstance with new landlords, which is Montclair Cooperative School, and that will probably give a new incentive to a lot of new families to give us teach their children how to pursue art that has creativity as its base and critical thinking as its, I would say, force into the future. So these are two things that are very prominent right now.
And tell me a little bit more about that school. I want to talk more about Ophelia Continues, but also this school. That's a private school. How is that set up? That sounds very interesting.
Well, I have created a non-for-profit organization with Reggie Workman in 1998 in Montclair in a church. He left the school and he was working only in New York at this point, and I stayed with it. And we have created programs that are based in movement, choreography, theater, which is physical theater, and music, which is drumming. And the base to all of this is, how can a child or a young person actually find their own voice, and how can they really become leaders? So we were stationed in First Congregational Church for 20 years and have gotten a notice last year that we have to move, which I understood. And we have been really welcomed with open arms to this school that's been around since 60s in Montclair called Montclair Cooperative School. So we are now two parallel entities functioning in the similar space. We are renting from them in the afternoon, but a lot of their children are also our students. So it's very interesting how we have been welcomed by someone who you would think will not see this as something very positive, but it's actually on the other, you know, it's the other way around. They have opened us, I mean, they have welcomed us with open arms in such an incredible way that I was really happy. And we will be working in a space which is very, you know, big and clean and great for my choreographers that need a lot of space. You know, I'm one of the teachers who teaches in a way that I can't have walls be restricting the child, so I need so much space, you know, and this is where I'm getting it, which is very wonderful, you know, which is rare.
Mm-hmm. That's very, that's exciting. And to talk a little bit about Ophelia Continues, this is a project of yours that's been going on for many years. Can you tell me a little bit about how it began?
Well, it really became strong idea in me when I read the book Ophelia Revived or Reviving by the writer, I forget her name right now, but it really has really provoked me to start thinking, how can a woman have a voice? How can a young woman have a voice? I've been struggling with that all my life because it's been hard. You know, I've been a very powerful artist in my ex-country, which is Yugoslavia, and then Yugoslavia fell apart. And then I kind of stayed more or less here, and my projects in Yugoslavia and now Slovenia started becoming more rare. And because that part of the world is still, you know, feeling the ending or the, you know, disastrous ending of this phenomenal country that gave all of us artists so much power. And so in Ophelia, you know, I started playing with the idea of how can a young woman have a voice. And then I had a child, a daughter. Her name is Ayana Workman. And I had a daughter, and I'm like, wow, how will this girl have a voice in this very competitive, very insecure surrounding, very tough for young women to have voice of their own. I mean, we can have a voice, but we always have to parallel with somebody else and be a part of something else. But to have your own voice is very rare. And usually you find women who are writers, which will kind of, you know, like, you know, Angelou, like, you know, all the African-American women of America and, you know, Virginia Woolf in Europe and a few others, that they kind of throw away everything else and they just focus on their writing. They found a voice. But women who are performing artists, who are also doing production or film or other directions of like painters, it's not easy. It's not easy because it's still something where you have to really get involved with finances, with support of production houses, with support of corporations, with support of non-for-profits, with all kinds of situations that need to support you. And it's kind of, you kind of get lost in the middle of it. And for me, when I kept with my non-for-profit organization, it was really my goal, as tough as it is sometimes, and as broke as we are sometimes, I kept with it because I said, no way I will step away from this, because it was such a, not one woman show, not at all, because we have board of directors, I have people who are donating every 2 years and stuff like that. But it was really the idea that is has spun around this, how to, you know, in general, give the voice to children. And again, back to Ophelia, how to give the voice to Ophelia or to Samantha, who is in, you know, in the present time. So yes, it's, you know, it's, when you create as a performing artist and a writer, and this is what I claim myself as right now, you really have to take time. You know, last year I produced Doss Worlds. That was really about a voice that stays in a woman who has been raped as a young child. And that was created in, that was going on also many years. And it was a powerful production,
of course. And where was that
produced?
Where was that produced? Tell me a little bit more about
that. That was produced at the Trinity Church downtown, at Trinity, actually Trinity Chapel, but it was a production of Trinity Church. And partial production with the support of Cultural Ministry of Slovenia, because they kind of added some money towards the film. It was a collaborative work between film and the performing arts. And the, so Ophelia is also going to be produced at the Trinity Chapel, produced in by a Trinity Church. It's, and they're incredibly supportive of women who have a voice. I'm not a young child. I'm not very young anymore. So it's like I'm re-establishing myself after being on hiatus, bringing up my child and, you know, developing Madlam, Monkley Academy of Dancing Laboratory of Music. And so Trinity Church is incredible. And with the support of this young woman from England who is involved with the church, her name is Carla Chaitau. She is the one who has created a liaison between the Trinity Church as an institution and myself, and obviously I come from Madlam. And it's a kind of a home in, where it feels like this kind of art will probably have a voice, because it's not just giving a voice to a woman or to a particular movement, but it's really looking for justice and justice through integration with arts, which is very specific direction. It's not yelling for justice. It's a very timid art form that is very quiet and it's brewing. And it's telling audience there is something in there that has been hidden, and now it's time, you know, through all these movements that are happening out in the world and obviously in America that is that are big, will kind of become alive. I mean, it's very specific that I am Slovenian, you know, and Slovenian art form or Yugoslavian.
So talk
art
about
form.
That in terms of the idea of something hidden. You know, I've been to Slovenia. I was into Ljubljana, I think, for the biennial. But what do you? What does that mean?
It's very
specific to you as a culture. That this idea of something hidden.
Extremely progressive. Yeah, it's very progressive art scene that's financially not supported, but extremely progressive. Their intellectual, intellectual power of middle age and younger people and arts is very merged. It's merged on a very high level. And no matter how conservative the country itself might be, you know, it is Catholic, as, you know, it became Catholic now when we became separated from Yugoslavia again. But it's not stopping young people from expressing whatever they have to express. So I'm there every year. I'm there. I'm usually writing when I'm there. I'm still very connected with all the artists there. And my last work was presented there in 2013 or 14, I believe. And it was called Virtual Truth. And it's, again, one of those. I was treating that performance as a Japanese garden where anything, any kind of collaboration between sound and words and movement is equal, you know, and that's what, how Ophelia will be created. It will be equal. The correct connection between words and movement and sound will be equal.
And when will the next iteration of Ophelia be? When will it be shown?
The production, the actual reading of the text itself, we're going to try to experiment with that, is going to be done on 3rd of November at Trinity Chapel. But the actual production of the full production of Ophelia with hopefully a string quartet will be done in the fall of 2020, end of September or October. So I'm waiting. We are pre-planning right now, waiting to see if we can raise some more finances. And, you know, it's all depending always on that.
Of course. Well, thanks so much for talking with me about that. That's very exciting to hear, and the support you're getting for that so far. I also want to ask you what you're reading at the moment. What's occupying your nightstand?
That's a lovely question, because I usually read during the day because my eyes are not great and I don't read at night. So I'm fluctuating between Hamlet and because obviously of what I'm writing, and Ulysses, James Joyce, who I've been kind of reading for about, on and off for about 40 years. So that goes with me on a plane. It goes with me on to Slovenia. It comes back on a plane and comes back to New York. And I don't part from that because it is so inspirational, because he's someone who allows me to find my own freedom.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And I wish you well with the coming productions, once you continues, and everything else. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.